With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has signed his so-called Big Beautiful Bill at the White House today.
One big beautiful bill. And before I start, I want to tell you that I've never seen people so happy in our country because of that, because so many different groups of people are being taken care of, the military and civilians of all types, jobs of all types.
Fighter jets and a stealth bomber streaked through the sky over the picnic as the president and First Lady Melania Trump stepped out onto the White House balcony. The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion. It provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Much of the U.S.-Mexico border is becoming a military-restricted area after President Trump declared the border a national emergency. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Nearly one-third of the U.S. border with Mexico will soon be a militarized zone, as Walter Slosar of the U.S. Border Patrol warned in June.
Anyone who enters the United States illegally will be removed, not necessarily just back to Juarez or to Chihuahua or right across the border, but also into southern Mexico.
Soldiers will have the power to arrest people who illegally cross the border. In New Mexico, Luna County Commissioner Ray Trejo says he hasn't been briefed on this militarized zone.
It's our current president posturing because obviously we don't have an invasion.
It's a major shift that's thrust the military into border enforcement with Mexico like never before. I'm Donna Warder.
And this is SRN News. There are still a lot of problems for Christians in Syria.
A new report from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom finds that about 6 months after President Bashar Assad was deposed, believers in the country remain under siege. The report states that, quote, loyalists to the transitional authorities have targeted civilians in the West and South through mass sectarian attacks, while Turkish support for Islamist militias in the North has continued to pose threats to Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Virginia has agreed not to fully enforce a 2020 law banning so-called conversion therapy as part of a lawsuit settlement. The Virginia Department of Health Professions is agreeing with a faith-based conservative group that sued over the statute. Two professional counselors represented by the group argued the law violated their right to religious freedom. Conversion therapy is the practice of helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. SRN News. It's been nothing but chaos at French airports following a strike by French air traffic controllers. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
About 40% of flights at Paris airports have been cancelled, along with half of flights in Nice and 30% of flights in Marseille, Lyon and some other cities. The strike has affected tens of thousands of passengers during the busy summer travel season. Stuck at a Paris airport after his flight to Spain was cancelled, Parisian Ethan Ben Abbott told the AP.
Everything is ruined for now. We don't really know if we can have like any reimbursement on the flight, on the hotel and everything.
Unions cite staff shortages and stricter monitoring measures as reasons for the strike. France's transport minister has criticized the timing of the strike, calling it unacceptable during peak vacation travel. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.